Today I'd like to preach it in a way that don't know that I've ever thought about it in this manner. But you, with your help and the direction of the Holy Spirit, we'll be able to give to you a word that I believe that will inspire us and also help us along our journey. And today, you that are never accepted the Lord as your Savior, you pay close attention to the Word of God, not as I preach, but as the Lord preaches to your heart. And that when He gives you an invitation, that you will just step out and receive Him before it's too late. John chapter 11, reading the first three verses today while you pray. It says in verse 1, "Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped His feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick." And stop reading there with that third verse this morning. And as I was meditating upon this, the Lord laid upon my heart from a song that the kids used to sing as we would drive back and forth to church, and we would have it playing. And some of y'all remember this song, but our text this morning is, "Somebody Go Get God." Somebody Go Get God. You see, Mary and Martha was facing a situation that they had never seen before. They was facing a situation where their brother, whom they loved dearly, was sick. And it looked like that maybe that the end was near for him. But no matter how bad the situation looked, Mary and Martha knew if they could get hold of God, if they could get message to Jesus Christ, wherever He was at, if they could get a message to Him, that they had all faith that He would be able to heal their brother. And not just their brother, but it was one, they didn't even mention him by name. They said, "He whom thou lovest is sick." And that's a message in itself, because God loves all of us today. He loves all of us, and no matter what our need may be, when we send for God, God will come to our rescue. Becky testified. How many of y'all have been in a situation where you needed God and you knew only God could take care of what you needed? And when you send for God, you can count that the Lord will hear and answer your prayer. Mary and Martha identified that the need was too great for them to take care of. Sometimes we, as we heard earlier in men in Sunday school, Brother Lloyd said it like this, that sometimes we feel like we can take care of it. But no matter how big or small it may be, when we realize that we don't have what it takes to fix the situation, that is when that we can begin to call upon God to come and to help us in our hour of need. And when we look at what happened, they realized that only God could help their brother. Only God could help their brother. How many of us today have got family that is sick that we realize only God can help them? And I'm not talking just about natural sickness, but many of us have got some that have a sickness worse than natural sickness because they have sin sickness in their life. You and I can pray. You and I can read scriptures over them. We can even do all kinds of things, but it's going to take God to get to where they're at and to make them whole. The Bible teaches us that when they realized how bad a condition he was in, and the need was so great that they couldn't even leave his side, Mary and Martha didn't go to where Jesus was at, but they sent sent unto him. My Bible has a footnote that says they sent a messenger unto God. They sent a messenger out to Jesus that Lazarus is sick. He that you love is sick, and he needs you here by his side. They knew that the many miracles that Jesus had performed, and they believed with all their heart. I preach this today because it's the way God gave it to me. If the Lord could just be there, he could just speak a word and Lazarus would be healed. I don't know what your situation is this morning. I don't know what your need is today. I don't know what kind of burden that you've got upon your heart. But if somebody can just go get God, I believe with all my heart, the situation can be turned around. One that looks like doom and gloom can be turned into an episode of praise like you've never witnessed before. The Bible teaches us that they sent a messenger there, and they had to sit there and just wait for the answer to come back. Is he going to come or not? They knew that he loved Lazarus, and they, no doubt, when they sent the messenger, Billy, they thought, surely the Lord will come. But we know that he didn't. And no doubt their faith got a little weak. But let me tell you, just because God doesn't come on our time doesn't mean that God can't perform that which he has spoken. I say, whenever you send for God, you better get ready to start some praise, because God will hear and answer your prayers. The Bible teaches us that many times in the book of Exodus and Deuteronomy and Leviticus that the children of Israel were disobedient to God, and there was a payment that had to come. And every time they disobeyed God and the repercussions of that sin came upon them, you know what they did? They went to Moses and said, Moses, will you go get God? Go get God to help us in our situation. I don't know what your situation is today, but you need to be crying out to God, Lord, help me. Help me in my need. And, you know, the Lord laid it upon my heart like this, that we're one of the few churches that still today has open prayer requests. Many of them have pushed them off because they take up too much time. You know what the Lord laid upon my heart today to preach to you is that when somebody gives us a prayer request, what it is saying, I can't get to where God is, but will somebody get hold of God on my behalf? Because there are situations in my family that I can't pray for. But I can pray for your situation. And you say it's strange that you can't pray for yours. Sometimes we're too close to the situation. But if somebody can get hold of God, oh, I believe with all my heart, Checky, that we could almost hear the answer coming down the journey of life. And when it gets here, folks, we ought not be ashamed to open up our mouth, open up our voices, and praise God and say, Lord, I praise you today that you came when we sent for you. Does anybody need somebody to get hold of God today? Get hold of God that he might come and help us with the need that we have. You see, the Bible tells us that many a situations that even Brother Woody made mention of it last week from 1 Kings, the 17th chapter, when for 3.5 years there was no rain because of sin, that the children of Israel was worshiping foreign gods, false gods, and because of that, God shut up the heavens for a space of 3.5 years. Drought came, and the people began to pray and or ask Elijah to get a hold of God that it might rain because their crops needed it. Everything was failing. And Elijah didn't go get God, but he sent a messenger out there. And you remember he sent his servant out there and he said, tell me if you see a cloud in the sky. And he come back the first time and he said, I did not see a cloud. And he sent him seven more times, a total of eight. Anytime you see the number eight in the Bible, it represents grace. Oh, the eighth time he came back and he brought some words of grace. How many of us need some grace today to come by our house and say, the Lord has heard your prayers and the answer is on its way. The eighth time he came back and he said, there's a cloud, but it's not one big enough to bring what we're looking for. It's only the size of a man's hand. You know what Elijah said? You get ready. The rain is getting ready to fall. You see, when you get hold of God, God doesn't send some other answer to your prayer, but he sends the exact answer that you need. In your day when you need to be calm, he'll speak peace to your soul. In the day when you need to feel like God has heard and he's got it all under control, God will come by and let you feel the presence of his Holy Spirit come into your heart and your life. The Bible tells us sometimes not only do we need to send somebody to get a hold of God, but there are times that we need to go get God. Did you know nobody can pray for you like you can? Oh, help me preach. How many of you have got burdens upon your heart this morning? You've got situations that you don't know about the outcome. You've got things that in our life, just fear comes upon us and it scares us. The things that the prognosis comes back, the diagnosis comes back. Things that we are so uncertain about that just scares us. Sometimes it's good to send somebody else, but there's times when we just need to go to God. That's what the Shunammite woman did in 1 Kings. Oh, help me this morning, Lord. Instead of her sending somebody to get God, when her child, who the man of God prophesied that she would have, when he became ill and even was at death, the Bible says instead of sending somebody else to get God, that she told him to get her animals ready, that she was going to go. And when they asked her, is everything all right? They knew it wasn't the day of worship. She already felt in her heart. How many of us pray like this? She already believed, Brother Ron, no matter what she asked God for, God was going to take care of it. Hallelujah. Because when she was asked, is everything all right? Her reply was, it is well. Oh, I don't know where you're at this morning, but I know that if you can get a hold of God, everything is going to be all right. She got to the man of God. She took that little lad. And you know what? The Bible tells us that healing came because she got to where God is at. You say, Roger, I can't get to where God is at. See, in the Old Testament, that would be true. But in the New Testament, when Jesus died on the cross, the veil was rent in two from the top to the bottom that allowed access for you and I to walk right into the throne room of God and say, Lord, it's me. I've got a prayer that needs an answer. I've got a need today that I can't find in the world. I can't find it in the church. The preacher can't pray over it and make it go away. The pastor can't speak a few words and make it go away. I need God to speak on my behalf. And when God speaks, you know what you can do? You can get up rejoicing, saying, I don't know how he's going to do it, but praise God, he is going to move on my behalf and take care of this situation. Sometimes when we realize, as he says in the book of John in the 16th chapter, sometimes when we realize our lost condition, you say, I need somebody to go and get God. This is a time when nobody else can go on your behalf. Mom and Dad couldn't walk down the aisle on my behalf. The deacons and the preacher could not walk down the aisle on my behalf. You say, well, how did you get a hold of God? The Holy Spirit come by and it convicted me of my sin. Some of you today, you have sat in service after service and the Lord has spoke to your heart that you need to move. Let me explain this to you real quickly today, and I'm not going to be preaching much longer, so if you want to get on board, you better get on board quick. But the Bible teaches us that Jesus said, he said, I'm about to go away. Nevertheless, I'll not leave you comfortless. Oh, praise his holy name. He said, but I'll pray the Father, and he'll send you the Comforter. You see, when we can't get to God, the Holy Spirit comes by our way, and the Holy Spirit goes back to Jesus and takes our need and our cry to the Lord. And you know what the Lord does with it? He goes over to the Father and pleads our case. And even though the law says that we should die in our sins and go to hell, praise his holy name today. Jesus says, but Father, remember the blood that was shed on the cross. I shed it for that mom. I shed it for that dad. I shed it for that young man or that young woman. No matter where they've been, no matter what they've done, the Lord did not come by your way on this Sunday morning to reject you and kick you out of the church, but he come by with doors open to invite you to come in and meet with him and find exactly what you need in your soul and your life. You say, but Roger, I've done too much for God to forgive me. There, if God is dealing with your heart, you've not done too much. Don't listen to what the devil says, but rather listen to what God says. God, somebody get a hold of God today and just take the altar by the horns and say, Lord, everybody in my life, get a song this morning, Robin Sharon, may laugh at me. There'll be those that will make fun of me, but Lord, I'm trusting in your name on this Sunday morning that no matter what the world does, I'm going to go and ask God for deliverance from in my life. I'm going to ask him, Lord, help me to pick up the broken pieces and bring them unto you and say, God, I give it to you and I ask you to help me today. Would you do that this morning? Would you just have enough faith in God while we stand today? Have enough faith in God that, Lord, I'm going to step out right now. Not tonight, not later on or down the road, but right now. While God is speaking to my heart, I'm going to step out and say, Lord, I don't know how you're going to answer it. I don't know what you're going to do with me, but I'm going to step out right now and say, Lord, I accept your answer to my need this morning. Would you do that? Don't be embarrassed. Every one of us has walked down this aisle at one time or another. And we walked down it because we needed God to help us. Why don't you come this morning? You might be saved, but you've been away from God. You've been away so long that you're cold and indifferent. Why don't you make that step? And some of you this morning that you've prayed and prayed and prayed for an answer from God, and God's already given you the answer. God's already given you the answer. You need to get your life straightened up. Get in there and get to work for me that you might be able to lead others unto Jesus Christ. God is here today. I ask you, won't you come and make this that day that you get everything fixed with God? Oh, bless that young man. Oh, I prayed so long for these. Bless them today. Just come right on in and just pray as God moves in your heart. Anybody else this morning? This is wonderful, church. Just go right ahead. We'll pray with you right here. Church, how many of you got people upon your heart that's here today that you've been praying for? Yeah. Yeah. You want to do it?